Almighty God, our wonderful Savior and the Messiah, we give you all the glory and the honor and victory because of what you have done in our life. Thank you, Lord. That's what we give you with our sacrifice offering, which is our sacrifice heart. You only deserve all the glory and honor through our worship. Now we confess our sins and mistakes. Through the blood of Jesus, sanctify and cleanse us right now. And restore our spiritual life in you. And continue use us as your chosen special vessels to shine out the light of Christ to the people in this world. On the first Palm Sunday, you entered the city of Jerusalem riding on a donkey where you were to die. Enter our hearts, we pray, and subdue them to yourself. And as your disciples blessed your coming and spread garments and palm branches in your way, make us ready to lay at your feet all that we have and are that we too. May bless your coming. We love you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pray, amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
The triumphal entry is one of the religious days known as Palm Sunday. Jesus entered into the city of Jerusalem riding on a donkey to fulfill the prophecy of Old Testament prophet Zechariah. In those days, the religious leaders had a tradition they believed the Messiah would show up 4 days before Passover. They kept the gates of the temple open so that he could walk right into his rightful places. Let's read today's scriptures on the screen all together. Ready? As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethany on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you. At once you will find a donkey tied there with a colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. Say anything to you, say the Lord the need, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to the daughter of Zion, "See, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the tree and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Amen. On this Palm Sunday, the Romans would have all the troops on high alert in this town. The tensions were high because the people of Jerusalem knew their scripture well, and especially on this day. 4 days before Passover celebration, The Passover celebration was an annual reminder of their escape from slavery because of what God has done to the nation of Israel. He liberated them from the 430 years of slavery from the land of Egypt by God's servant Moses. Praise God. What an amazing God. He can do everything in His power. That's why we call Him God is able God. Amen? Jerusalem, the holy city, during the holy festival of Passover, all the religious leaders would be present. The motion is set and Jesus enters. He did not enter Jerusalem in this way by mistake. This is the day that Jesus enters into Jerusalem riding on a donkey. Just as predicted by Old Testament prophet Zechariah. Zechariah 9:9, which says, "Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Amen. Amen. You know, scripture written in the book of Zechariah, chapter 9:9, but also book of chapter 21, verse 1 through 11, almost has, you know, similarity. Because the Matthew was quoting Old Testament prophet Zechariah prophecy. So they have they're almost the same, the message we are hearing. So his ministry and his identity were now revealed for all to see. Jesus' entry was both humble and royal. The young donkey being the most humble animal to ride, and the palm branches were to pay homage and the victory to King. He rode while everyone else walked. Now we should learn three lessons through today's messages. First, we must live to please God, not people. Yeah. Amen. The people lined the streets leading into Jerusalem. The king was coming. Think about this crowd. Jesus always drew a crowd. He went up and preached on the mount with large crowds listening. Now a large crowd to welcome him into Jerusalem. Soon the large crowd would turn on him, and instead of shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna," they would be shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him." One day they love you, and the next day they hate you. This is exactly what happened 2,000 years ago in the city of Jerusalem. You know, you and I do not live for these types of people. But we must live for our Master Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings, the ruler of the ruler. He is our wonderful Savior, Amen. Redeemer. Amen? Even our New Testament book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10:31 says, "Whatever you do, eat and drink, to glorify for God." What Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek first the kingdom of God for his righteousness." Amen. This is Jesus' command. That's why we're giving him with our sacrifice offering every day, which is our sacrifice heart here. Heart. Hearts. Some loved Jesus, some hated him. That did not change who he was. They wanted Jesus to be an earthly king and a political leader. As a matter of fact, earlier, a crowd had tried to take him by force and make him their king. Others were convinced he was a Satan in the flesh. Public opinion did not change how Jesus lived or who Jesus was. Just as they did to Jesus, some will love us, some will hate us. That's okay. And that doesn't change who we are. We belong to God, and He made us awesome Christian.
Amen.
So we crucified on the cross with our passion and everything. 1 Peter chapter 2:9 says, "We are the holy chosen nation, holy chosen people, royal priesthood. We are all ministers of God. We are representing Christ through our faith." Praise God. That's why we must continue to live for Jesus Christ, our Lord and wonderful Savior. Amen. Second, we must overcome the trials. Psalm 23:4 says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because you are with me." Jesus had experienced the valleys and mountaintops all of his life. His baptism, his temptation, his teaching, and the healing are changing people's lives. No matter what you've been through, going through now in your life, listen to our God. He is big and able God. Amen. Praise God. Take all your hurts and the pains to Him. And let Him take care of you. He's going to take care of your matter. Doesn't matter, personal matter, family matter, or your neighbor's matter. And He's going to help you to resolve all the issues matter in your life. Praise God. Amen. Now Jesus coming into the holy city during the greatest time of religious celebration. This was a mountaintop experience, but that will soon change. He will have a final meal with his 12 disciples in the upper room in Jerusalem. He will soon find out that he was going to be betrayed, and not just by Judas, one of his 12 disciples. He will find himself in great agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. He will be tormented and tortured and crucified with every valley. There is a mountaintop, like, you know, you pass through the valley and meadow, the, you know, brooks or creek, and then you can go all the way up the mountaintop, right? There is a mountaintop waiting on the other side. That's exactly what he did. He accomplished it with his missions. 3 days later, he will rise from the dead, rise from the valley and go to the mountaintop. One day, you and I will join him. Amen? I know your life may hold many valleys, sickness and loss of the loved one, marital problems, world crisis, unrest in the world, financial dilemma, etc. Nonetheless, we must look to God and say like David, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." Amen. Dave had to go through in trial and tribulation, and because one of his sons, Absalom, tried to kill him, including his enemies. He escaped from danger, and then he had to hide in desert. He had to stay in the cave. Praise God, God protected him. And during, in the midst of his tribulation trial time, he sought the Lord. He praised God. He sought, you know, God's guidance. That's why he wrote this psalm, book of, you know, psalm. Praise God. Amen. Now, the religious leaders hated Jesus because they saw him as a threat to them. Therefore, the religious leaders set the traps on Jesus, and they wanted to kill him. As a matter of fact, it was not that they just wanted him dead. They actually to eliminate him permanently. Not much has changed since then. Still, the world is full of critics of Jesus because he's not the only way to heaven. But also threat to world today. Praise God. Lastly, we must be faithful to our master. The disciples, and especially Peter, James, and John, Andrew, these disciples who will do more than follow Christ. They will pick up their crosses and die for him. They were not perfect. They all ended up denying Christ. But they got up each and every time ready to go all the way for him. They told the truth. After they received the Holy Spirit power, they went out to Jerusalem street. They preached the gospel, which is good news, to the people. They helped build the church. They preached with boldness, spread his truth, lived and died for his master, Jesus Christ. Praise God and give glory to God. Amen. Praise God. There are many reasons the triumphal entry of Jesus was very, very important. So my friends, the applications for today's message is recognizing it as a fulfillment of a prophecy, honoring Jesus' role, and prepare the way for the events that led to his death and resurrection. It also reminds us of the importance of realizing Jesus as the king. He is not necessarily as the king they desire. People who shouted Hosanna later shouted, "Crucify him, crucify him." They desired deliverance from Roman's rule, from Roman control. But Jesus came to deliver us on a much deeper level from the power of sin. And then he given us opportunity to become his chosen people. The triumphal entry is something Christians continue to celebrate and commemorate today. Surely Jesus is our Messiah, deliverer, and King, worthy of our praise and adoration. Because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever God. Amen. God bless you all. Let us pray.